Good afternoon. I'm very pleased to be here because as the previous award presenter in our collaborative, we were more than just me. And actually, and I'm going to learn how to use this. This is me down here. I'm reaching for the stars. And then AARP, we were very fortunate to have as a collaborator with us. And then we also had the City of Kingsport, which is not only the City of Kingsport, but also our citizens of Kingsport, without whom we could not have done this. And in doing so, Kingsport is a population of about 50,000 people. Just to let you know, Kingsport, our nickname that we have is the Model City. And as you can see, we're over here in California in San Francisco. And I thought for some of you, you might want to know where Kingsport is. And so here we are up in northeast Tennessee. And just to give you some bearings. The components of the Livable Community Collaborative, including the AARP Livable Community Survey, and I have one copy of it with me, so if anybody wants to look at the hard copy, but it's also available online. Additionally, the other components were the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Task Force, which was a follow-up to the survey. And then when Alan Goldman called me back in July, he said, not only are you supposed to tell us what you've done, you're supposed to tell us what you're going to do. So I'm going to tell you what's happened and then a little bit about what we hope to have happen. So in looking at the AARP community survey, we developed a very extensive survey. This was a mail-out survey. It was 16 pages long, and we had a 43.6% response rate, which we think is very phenomenal. We had both AARP members surveyed in addition to community members, and actually there's a very close parallel between what people that are younger, the younger age bracket, think about in the community, what's important and what we need in addition to what the seniors need. So in the goals for the survey, we wanted to conduct a needs assessment. We needed to identify gaps and opportunities within the community. We wanted to have synergistic collaboration amongst various players in the community, be an advocate for changes. We want to be able to seek innovative funding. And we want to, most importantly, provide a model for other communities because, after all, Kingsport is the model city. So we want to be able to share this with others and be able to have you others be able to take the wheel that we have invented and then you can tweak it for your own places. And with that, the only thing that AARP has asked is that if someone does want to take the survey, which, again, is available online, is that you just notify AARP about it. So they'd like to know what's being used. As I mentioned, it's a 16-page survey, and one of the things that we found that we really liked was more than 80% of our respondents thought that Kingsport's a good place to live. And the main focus areas were that of community concerns, neighborhood concerns, and personal concerns. Our major findings, and in case we had the three areas of community concerns, we don't have to memorize this list. For those of you that are interested, I have a handout here that has got the list on it. But good job opportunities came up as an important aspect. The urban vegetable gardens, bus stops, sidewalks, because we don't have a whole lot of sidewalks in Kingsport. Having more attractive entryways, well-designed streets, affordable housing, and clean air. For the neighborhood concerns, were lack of sidewalks, again, that came up. A grocery store within walking distance, and community recreation centers and parks. And then, of course, there were personal concerns and issues and with healthcare affordability, being independent as aging occurs, safety and security, feeling being able to stay physically active, and then home modification needs. And, of course, there were a lot of other things that we asked about, but these were the things that sort of bubbled up to the top. As we went through this process, it took us about a year to actually develop the survey and then conduct it and then do the analysis. And so here we had, finally in March of 2010, the survey was released. Here is our executive director for the state of Tennessee, Rebecca Kelly, with AARP welcoming folks. This was the actual presentation, and this is our mayor. This is the state president of AARP and our executive director. And then here's the mayor and our state president giving high fives afterwards because we were so pleased with how it was released, event occurred. From that then came the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Task Force, and basically what we've got here is a number of city leaders, former elected officials, and former mayors who reviewed the recommendations or findings from the actual survey. City staff then met with them. Additional information was gathered and recommendations were made, and so it took, again, about another year before the final report was presented. But these are some of the things that sort of have grown out of the actual report, and I'm going to go through this very quickly, slide by slide. Cities of Service was developed, and then AARP has combined with them to develop these proactive strategies to help develop the economic base. And so here we have Impact Kingsport and Bunky Say, who is our volunteer in chief. But it's the idea of we are an industrial community, and we're needing to be able to recruit people and other businesses into our community, and so using highly skilled retirees for that purpose to be able to answer the questions that other people need answered. We're making public art. We have a downtown, which now we have a public art walk, and we are now having public art being scattered around elsewhere in the community, and people in the community are purchasing the art so we can place it elsewhere. We are repurposing some of our older schools. Both of these schools were closed, and they have now become community centers. So with this school, we now have a small private meditation garden, and in this other school, we now have a senior center with the Artisan Center within it. Transportation, as I mentioned, was a real issue, needing more sidewalks and public transportation. And so I was very proud to see bus shelters and benches going in. I've been an advocate within our community now for 20 years for a lot of community improvements, so seeing these things change is just remarkable. This is what we have been dealing with oftentimes. This is my neighbor, and this is the street I live on, and it's a narrow street with deep ditches on both sides, and so this is George walking Becky, who has Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and here's Jake, their dog. And as you can see, we've got a blind curve, and it's a dangerous location. And so I'm very proud that a new sidewalk is going in. This is a nearby street. Unfortunately, they laid the concrete, and it solidified before I put the KB in it for my initials. But I'm going to get it in one of these days. But this is my vision, and this is what got me started 20 years ago, is the idea of sidewalks on both sides of the street throughout Kingsport. And this is actually, unfortunately, a Photoshop rendition because the existing street currently does not have sidewalks. But we've got to have the dream, right? We now have a community garden. Not only do we have the community garden Harvest of Hope, which was sponsored with AARP, the city, one of our churches, and some others, groups within the community. We also have a number of school gardens which are not only teaching the students about the importance of and connection to, frankly, dirt and plants, but also being able to provide them survival skills as far as how to grow food and process food. We have a farmer's market, and we're very pleased with that. Not only is the farmer's market open 2 days a week to be able to sell local produce, but we're now having community concerts one evening a week in the farmer's market. And this is a repurposed building that was in the downtown area. We have a carousel, which we have our local volunteers have gone to carousel carving school. And so next year we are going to have a carousel, which is going to have horses on it. But in addition to having horses, we've got things from A to Z, including our dragon. So we're going to have a buffalo and a giraffe and a zebra, I'm sure, for the Z. Senior activities are things that are, a lot of these were already in place, but they're being supported by the survey and people as far as keeping on moving. In addition to having fun with parties, and not only are there New Year's Eve parties, but there's also regular excursions from the community center as far as whether it's the films or to theater productions or to other kinds of events. They have more fun than I do sometimes. One of the things, though, because I'm an educator, you have to have a report card. And I developed this report card looking at, over here in the left column, these were, again, these major survey findings from AARP. Then the check marks indicate whether or not these findings are being addressed, were addressed by the Blue Ribbon Task Force. The city's actions, and the reason that there are multiple check marks in some of these is because there's been a significant amount of effort, and in particularly in the good jobs opportunities, one of the things that they did, which is absolutely magnificent, is they created a higher ed center downtown for advanced training, and so we now have advanced programs. Then over here, there's the local resources and organizations. I left this noted as a draft because it's a work in progress, and I'm sure there are things going on that I don't know about. So what's next? Okay, what we're going to be doing is the Livable Community Collaborative, which is what we named this, because in the beginning, when I submitted the abstract to the Archstone Foundation, it was more the AARP/Biney/City of Kingsport/Citizens of Kingsport, and what we decided was after Mr. Goldman called and gave us the award that we needed to call ourselves something a little bit better than that, and so we came up with the Livable Community Collaborative, and we're really excited about that, because not only is it looking at involving the public, but also the city and the businesses, and I was surprised at some of the businesses that are interested in this. And the objective is to actively build upon and continue the efforts to improve the livability of Kingsport, but also the other part is to be a model for others and to be able to share. And so with that, just 2 weeks ago, one of the things that was just accomplished was Dan Burden coming in and doing a walkable and livable community workshop for us, and challenging us with a 100-day plan to do some quick low-hanging fruit, as he called it, projects. But this is Dan, obviously, over here, and this is, as one of our members said, the circle of experience around him as we were making a circle in the street to create this roundabout. We're not there yet. Okay, we still see that there's a lot of needs for areas of improvement. We need to educate our leaders. We need to revise codes and ordinances because there are many things that we can't do in our community because of the codes and ordinances. Creating destinations and public places, more sidewalks, parks, the housing stock, small business nuclei, green spaces, and to be able to narrow and beautify our roads and finding wayfinding signs. But this is our community, and we're very proud of it, and we're very proud to share it, and we're very proud to have been named to be recipients of the Archstone Award. And in case you folks have got any interest in follow-up, again, on this ivory-colored handout I've got up here, I can share it with you later on. And so thank you so much, all of you.